Okay, good evening. So tonight we're going to discuss Kiddush Shabbos Day. Are you able to use schnapps, beer, whiskey, stuff like that? So we'll just start really quickly. It'll be a very brief review. I'm not going to delve into it because we did it 3 or 4 weeks ago. We'll start in Kevavim and Aleph. The Gemara says in Kevavim and Aleph, Tanu Rabbanan.
Oh.
106a. Tan Rabban Zachar Zemer Shabbos Lekadsho. You should remember Zachar Zemer Shabbos Zachrei Al Yain. You should remember Shabbos Al Hayayin. Ainli Ela Biyom. But Lila Minayin Tan Zachar Zemer Shabbos Lekadsho. The Gemara will say that there's a mitzvah, Iker mitzvahs at night, but as well as day, to make Kiddush on wine. Right? To make Kiddush on wine. Says Tosfos Zachrei Al Hayayin. It's all in Kovav Min Aleph. Because obviously, in the Gemara here, it talks about whether it's Dereisa, Derabbanan, Kiddush. So Tosfos says, Achrei Al Hayayin, that you should remember Shabbos, that the remembrance of Shabbos should be Al Hayayin, which is the mitzvah of Kiddush. Dizchira Al Aksiv Al Hayayin Zachru Ki Ayin Levanan. Why wine? Because Zachru Ki Ayin HaLevan. Nizkira Dodecha Miayin. So you see, both of these verses, both of the psukim, both mention specifically zechira, remembering, and yain. By zechira, when we say zechira, hainu kiddush. That's how a kiddush. The v'yechulo, when we talk about v'yechulo, lo matzino la kois. V'yechulo is not la kois. Ela betfila to and davening. Kedam b'shabbes. It says in Masechta Shabbos, lo skina la kois. Ela hoitzi. Why? So if the main thing of v'yechulo is in Shemona Esrei. Right? And in the Gemara says in Shabbos, anyone who says Vayechulo is Ki'ile, they become a Shutta, they become a partner with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Bria Sa'ilam. You're giving aid, you're giving testimony that God created the world. So that's really a din in Shemona Esrei. So why do we say Vayechulo Friday night in Kiddush? It says, Taisvis El Ha'itzi Banam Bnei Beso. Well, your children, and then perhaps your wife, they didn't daven Marv, they didn't say Vayechulo, they also need to have Vayechulo. So we say Kiddush Friday night in Vayechulo. Hi, why do we say it a third time after Shemona Esrei? Because Ram out loud. That's because a Yom Tov that falls on Shabbos. Shemispalim. What's this? How do we daven Yom Tov Shachal b'Shabbos? Atav v'chartanu. We don't daven the same Shemona Esrei. We daven Yom Tov Shemona Esrei. We add in Shabbos. Ve'ein Omer v'yichlo. We don't say v'yichlo in Shabbos. Davening on Yom Tov. So we say it after davening. So what's it do with the regular Shabbos? V'tiknu loymar b'chol Shabbos. We say it in every Shabbos. Shalachal pen Shabbos the Shabbos. We should make any chalak. Fine. V'nira the kiddush al hayayin. So this is what, again, what's pertinent tonight. We're discussing what kiddush has to be on. Is that Tosfos says that kiddush on yayin, making kiddush on wine, is an asmachta. It's not d'oraisa. Don't think that that the mitzvah in HaTorah is to make kiddush on wine. Because again, the whole Gemara says zechrei al hayayin. If it's you should do kiddush specifically on wine. In fact, grape juice perhaps could be even a shadow, which we're not discussing tonight what the qualities of grape juice are. But right, but it's specifically the Gemara saying is wine. What is the parameters? Zach Taisvis. That's not a mitzvah in HaTorah to do on wine. It's a mitzvah. It's an asmachta. The had the amr b'misha meisu nashim chayavis b'kiddushayom. The woman are chayav and kiddushayom devar Torah. Right, the woman chayav to make kiddush on Shabbos is min HaTorah. That's dafka kiddushayom. That's dafka to make Kiddush, say the words of Kiddush, but Yayin is lo have ela b'drabanan. To make Kiddush on wine is only the Rabbanan. Kedemash Reish Nazar, as we actually discussed this at length a few weeks ago, we're talking about Kiddush, the Reish, the Rabbanan, all the Nafka minutes, but as the Gemara Nazar says, the Ka'amar Meyayin v'sheichar Yazar Lasso Yayin Mitzvah, Kiyayin Harashus, Uparach Mayinihu, Kiddusha v'havdala, Mushva v'el Maratzinayu. So he says, to teach us that a nazir can't drink wine of kiddush havdala. So he says, "What are you talking about? That's kiddush yain of kiddush havdala is not a mitzvah in the Torah. It's only a mitzvah d'rabban. That's how Tosfos learns it. Rashi there, if I remember correctly, did not learn it that way. So he says, no. It's talking about when you can shvua that you'll drink it on wine." And then you say you're a nazir, so you're the shvu on wine is a shvu deraisa. Shvu is biblical. right? Judge, you mask him?
Yes.
You swear? It's biblical. So I'm doing this quickly because we did this already. So there's Shavuot. So then you have a shvuah to drink wine, and then you say a nazir you can't drink wine. That nazir is chalav, even though you made a shvuah. So answer number one in Taisvis is that wine is only derabbanan on Shabbos, right? Number two, maybe yain kiddush al yain is devar Torah. Maybe kiddush on wine is biblical. So min ha'atari, you'd have to make kiddush holding a wine cup. That's deraisa, but you don't have to drink it. Right? You don't have to drink it. So who says, say bari perig often, you say, zachar, or whatever kiddush is, right? The Gemara at the end here talks about Shabbos day, Shabbos night, what you do, right? So but you make kiddush on the cup, and then you put the cup down, you don't drink it. That doesn't make it taste, you have to drink the wine. I'll call panim. Nevertheless, what's pertinent and germane for all of us here is to remind ourselves, the Gemara, when it talks about Kiddush, the whole source is on wine. Wine. Not grape juice. Maybe grape juice is a light one, perhaps. Not whiskey. Nothing. Not orange juice, not milk. Wine. Wine. Taisus says, wine may be derabanan. Second opinion, maybe wine may be deraisa. Just the drinking part is not deraisa. That's the opinion of Taisus. Really quick, kov vavam beis. The Gemara in the middle of Kufay Beis, I'm going to jump in the middle the third line from the top of Kufay Beis. And the Gemara here is discussing about what Jonathan K does. And that is, do you wash your hands before Kiddush, or you wash your hands before Hamaitzi? No, only Jonathan K does. It's the opinion of the Rambam. Right, Rambam, let's hold. So you do that also?
No, after Kiddush.
You make Kiddush, wash like most people do.
Yeah.
So, which is the opinion of the Machaber, the opinion of the Nalgayin, and actually today the Minog of Roy Ruba of Klal Yisrael. Now, the Maisa, the Rambam held, and the Pashto the Mishnah Berurah that you should wash before Kiddush, right? We're after this tonight. But the point is one of the reasons is what the Gemara is going to say here. So the Gemara says, Zimin Sagin, right? He's quoting, actually, I'll start with the first line on Zion with Kufama Beis. Amru Rav Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Bar Mata. Rav Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Bar Mata says, Akasi lo nachan afshi derav. Rav didn't pass away for a short amount of time. Right? Rav was the Galil Hador, the Rosh Hashiva of Surah. Shechachti lo shmaitze. We're already forgetting what he said. Zinin Sagin, many times. Have a kamine kamine derav. I was in front of Rav. Zinin de chaviv alei drifta. At times, he would want to go ahead and eat bread. Taisus says that bread was, he was starving, and he was not really interested in drinking. He went to machamaitzi, make bread. So what Rav really wanted was to eat. He didn't want a cup of wine, he wanted bread, because he was hungry. And other times, he wanted wine. And it was makadosh achamra. So the Gemara here is...
So he wasn't doing over bread because he didn't have the wine.
No, right.
That wasn't the reason.
No, right. And again, we'll see that we don't do that unless they want. But I'll call upon him, you see here that you can make kiddush on bread.
Yeah.
Right? And that's one of the reasons why perhaps you'd wash your hands before kiddush, because it could be mekadosh al hapas. Mm-hmm. Okay? Now what we're doing today, the only thing I want to take out the kernel of thing that I think is important, that you can make kiddush on bread. Okay? Now, what will be our night's activity is the Gemara on Kuf Vav 107. Now, the Gemara on Kuf Vav.
Zion.
Excuse me, Kuf Zion, thank you. We're going to start. Where are we? Amri Lay. That is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 7, 8, 9, 10. 10 lines at the top of Kuf Zayin al Amud Aleph. In the middle of that line, Amri Lay. Everyone have it?
Mm-hmm.
Says the Gemara. Amri Lay Marianuka Umar Kashisha. Both Marianuka Umar Kashisha Bereid Rav Chista, who were the sons of Rav Chista. The Rav Chista was a second and third generation Amira in Bavel. He was a Rosh Hashiva of Surah. And he says it's Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi was already 5th, 6th. So it's the children of Rav Chisda, who had been the 4th generation. Rav Chisda lived a very long life. Rav Chisda lived to 92 years old. Okay, just for the record. So, and these kids were born when he was a Zokin, when he was older. So there's a huge, we're talking about a huge amount of time passes over, right? It's like, if like Rav Moshe Feinstein's kids, actually, Moshe lived to, Rav Yashiv, right? When he passed away, he had great, great, great grandchildren. You know, he had 3 generations. Like, you know, these people are living 103 years old, they have many generations. It was a huge gap here. So the children of Chesed said to Rav Ashi, who was considerably younger, at a different generation, Zimna Chad Ikla, a Meimar La'aser. One time a Meimar, who was one of the greatest yeshivas in the time of Rav Ashi, came to our place. V'lohavelan Chamra. We didn't have wine. Came to our city, right? Came to Tsura. Rav Meimar was from Naharda. We didn't have wine. I seen only shechra. It was Motzi Shabbos. We gave him beer. Now, beer in those days, the shechra in those days, was what we call today mead, right? Made from dates. V'lo avdil. And he didn't make avdil in the beer.
This mates.
Mead.
Mead.
Date beer, for now. Yeah, you never went to Finland or Norway, right? V'lo avdil. He didn't want to make avdil in it. Ubas tavos. He fasted.
I'm surprised they're talking about Havdalah, because if he was there for if he's doing Havdalah, this is right after Shabbos, presumably he was there for all Shabbos, so why didn't the issue come up Friday night in Kiddush?
You ever heard of he running out of wine? They ran out.
They ran out?
Yeah, something like that. That's assumption. Something like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But good question. Ovas Tavas Lamakar, and he fasted. Lamakar Tarchina, we looked around. Vaisil Lechamer got him wine. For Avdil, he might made Havdalah. The time he did, he ate after, and he ate something after he made Havdalah. Lashanasu, next year, Ikalas, and again he came to our plots, he came to our country, literally came to Surah. Lo Havdalah Chamar, Nachamol, another time they didn't have wine. I seen a Shechri brought him this beer. Amar Ihachi, if they're bringing me this beer twice, Chamar Medinahu, this must be the basic staple drink of this place, of the city. Who Avdil? So what did he do? He made Havdalah on this beer, the Tayumidi, and he ate Malava Malka. He ate afterwards. Says the Gemara, Shmamina Tlas. We learned 3 things from this whole, from what the Marianuka, Markashisha, Torah of Chisda, about what happened with Marianuka, Markashisha, the sons of Chisda, Torah of Ashi, about the story of the Amema. We learned 3 things. Shmamina, Hamavdil, Betfila, Sarach Shiavdil Akos. First of all, someone makes some Avdalah on Tefillah, you better do it on a coast. On a coast, right? Vishwami Na. Also, La Adam, Shiechel Kalm Shiavdil. You see from this, a Meimer fasted until he made Avdalah. Vishwami Na. Mishal Hivdil Mamotzi Shabbos. If you didn't, for whatever reason, didn't make Avdalah Mamotzi Shabbos. Mavdil Hoylach Kal Shabbos Kul. You can make Avdalah. It says Kal Shabbos this week, but what the Rishon mostly say is the whole Sunday. Okay? You can make Havdalah that whole Sunday.
But doesn't say anything about the real point of the whole story.
Which is?
Is that he drank beer.
Oh, we're not done yet. Okay. Hold on.
I'm just saying.
Let's do Rosh Hashanah.
You didn't learn that out.
No, right, yeah.
That was really
right.
The point of the whole story.
Well, which is that Chamar Medina, you don't have to do it, right? Yeah. Doesn't say, good point. So let's see the Rosh Hashanah. You have the Rosh Hashanah, call Shabbos Kula. We're going to go further. We'll break it down because there's a lot here. Okay, Amrina Le'el. We said earlier on Yom HaRevi that really the week goes until till Wednesday night, up to Wednesday night. V'hachikam al karava de'amartam mikadash v'mshachach v'lokidash mikadash l'machar kol yom kulo v'chentam ma'avdil v'lohivdil ma'avdil holach ad Yom HaRevi. You can go and do Havdalah all the way until Wednesday. Tosis, by the way, says
Tuesday night.
Up to Wednesday night.
Up to Wednesday night.
All day Tuesday, what we call. Look at Tosis, says Shmamina, Mavla Kol Shabbos Kulo, Lo Shmamina Kol Yom. I mean, not till Wednesday, it means the whole day.
That day, that's it.
That's it, Sunday. Yeah. So that's how we pass it, really. Ovas Tavas, which means if you didn't do it on Saturday night, you got to make sure to do it on Sunday. Which happens, by the way, Nebuch. for people who are in Avelis, you know, on Saturday night, they get to make up on Sunday. Mm-hmm. Right. Vas Tavas, he fasted Lan Mu'una, Shlo Akal Vakara, who, but you know, it's you see that from Daniel about not eating. Chamar Medina, so a Mamer, when he realized the second year he was there, that they brought him beer again, right? And that wine was not the staple drink. He said, "Ein yain achar be'ir azos kim shechar." What the drink is shechar.
Okay, so that would relate back to my question. If it's really the case where they ran out, then why weren't they drinking beer on Friday night? But you see, they drank the wine on Friday night, showing that that was the important thing.
You can learn it anyway, because look, I don't want. But yeah. The point is, it's possible that they had enough, only enough, and that the staple drink is beer. But the critical point here is that the staple drink, if it used to be, wine was a very common drink in most places, right? Wine was all over the place. So, but we have to also remember, historically, people drank alcoholic beverages, right? Because the water got contaminated. You didn't have you know, San Jose water pumping the water in.
They lived in Flint, Michigan.
They lived in worse than Flint, Michigan. It wasn't 0.00%. That water had algae. That water that, you know, could have had the plague fall, you know. So one of the ways you kill bacteria is
alcohol.
So people drank, the staple drinks were alcoholic beverages. So that was standard. You know, people drank water when they pulled it from the river in a well, or there was recent rainwater in the well. But you left water in the well for a week. Good luck, you know, or 2 weeks, or 2 months, or 3 months in Israel, you know, it doesn't rain in the summer. So if you pull your water out later, who knows what can happen to that water? It can get contaminated. So in anywhere, it was that way. In Europe, used to way, you look at the pictures in the 15th, 16th century, you all have like these reddish cheeks, you know, there's, because they were drinking. That was normal. So what was the standard drink? So Rashbam says that a Maimer realized that there's not really that much wine here. So it must be that this beer is what they do in Hilchot Avdilin Kanalacha. Now, the reason I don't want to say they used it Friday night is because we're going to see that Friday night should be L'chura on wine, right? So you could say is that Friday they made it on bread like Rav did. Or you could say it's Friday specifically did on wine, but everything else they're doing on Chamar Medina. But the point is that it's Chamar Medina. That's the operative point here.
Right.
Aval Mayim says that Rashbam is low ikur Chamar Medina. It's not the drink of the land. Ve'im Avdilin al Mayim. You can never make Avdala on water. Afilu Hecha. Even though, let's say, you had no Shechar, no beer, and no wine. Shmas Minat Tlas. We learned three things. Gimel Devarim B'Sidri Hadal. We learned three things pertinent. Even though we learned from here that you can make Havdalah on Chamar Medina, which literally means a drink of the land. This is not a major thing. This is where to focus on, because right now we're just focusing on the Seder of Havdalah. Right? And the Seder of Havdalah is that you have to make it on a kos, you have to make it on, even if you did it in Shmona Esther, you have to do it again, and if you didn't do it Saturday night, you have to do it Sunday. That's Seder Havdalah, that's what the first opinion of Toya says. You know, Milsam Shita, they came to Inyai and Akhabit Ir, Toyvo Shiavdal Shechar, Mishlo Yavdal Klal, so you should for sure do it in the Chamar Medina. It wasn't such a chiddish. That's what the Rashbam wants to say. Now the Gemara says as follows.
Which time the Gemara says a kos always means wine? Just linguistically?
A stam kosher bracha is wine. A regular kosher bracha is wine. Here we see, which is important, that for Havdalah, right now, if you don't have Chamar Medina, if you don't have wine, you can use Chamar Medina. That's what the Gemara says. It's clear for this Gemara over here. It's so clear that the Rashbam wants to say that's the Davar Pashit, the thing that we learn out from it, is exactly that. The Gemara then says, "By Mine, Rav Huna and Rav Chisna." Rav Huna was really the teacher of Chisna. They were both the Zekanim of Sura, But Rav Huna was like the elder Zaken over Rav Chisda. He was Rosh Hashiva before Rav Chisda. Ma'u l'kdusha ashechra. Frecht Rav Huna to Rav Chisda, could you make kiddush on beer? Amar. So Rav Chisda answers Rav Huna, hashta, now umay perzuma. Perzuma is what we call beer. It's barley beer. Te'ene, which is beer made from figs, go figure. Isne, which is beer made from bushes, like strawberry beer. Okay. Debay mine, Mirav. We asked him, Rav. Rav asked his uncle, Rav Chia. Rav Chia asked Rebbe, Rabbi Huda Nasi, lo poshetle. These three things, which are at first glance more chashav, more prominent, that we asked, all goes back to Rebbe, v'lo pashetle. He didn't answer whether it's good enough to be considered for kiddush, not have the anal. Shichri baye. Shichri, you're asking about plain old mead, date beer, which was the standard drink. They were drinking pashetle things. That you think you can make kiddush on? Sabra minei, we see from this. Kiddush yudol makdishina loye. That you can't make kiddush on beer. Aval, avdula dulam, you can make avdala on it. No kiddush on a beer. Or schnapps or whiskey or any of those things. Yeah. But avdala you can go on and do. That's what it is. Amalu Rav Chisda, Hachi Amar Rav. That's what Rav Chisda said to him. This is what Rav said. Kishem Shem Akachna love. Not only can you do kiddush on it, Rav Appelt. Kach Eim Avdilin alav. So too you can't do Havdala on it. Now before we do the Itmar, I'm gonna do Rash Bams as we go along, just to make life easier for us. So Maluk Dusha Shekhra. Now very important, what does the Rash Bams say? The whole question of Kiddush is B'makom She'en Yayin, which means the way the Rashbam understands this Gemara is if you have wine,
you gotta use it.
You have to use it. The Gemara is not even deliberating if you have wine could you make Kiddush on beer or schnapps or anything else. That's not even on or Chamar Medin. That's not an equation. It's only if you don't have it could you make it. Mm. Right? So the Perzume, which is Sheikhar Soirin, which is barley beer, te'ene, which is shechar te'enim, which is fig beer, isne is bush like Sinai, which is bush beer, sheis and shechar may pre-sneh from a sneh, kagoyin tutin, for example, tutin, which is strawberries, v'halalo, these three drinks are cheshuvin yoisim ishtam shechar, they're considered, you know, the fancy beers, right, the flavored fancy beers. Their Shalham Shai B'Shal Tuman are more prominent than that, and yet those three beers, Rebbe was not willing to say that you can make Kiddush on them. So the Gemara says, you see from there you can make Kiddush. Aval Avdulim Avdalina, but you can go ahead and make Havdalah according to Rav. That's the way Rav Huna said it. Rav Chisda said, even according to Rav, you can't make Havdalah. Okay? So Rav Huna held that according to Rav, you could make Havdalah and not Kiddush. Rav Chisda said, no, according to Rav, you can't make neither Havdalah nor Kiddush on beer or any other Chamar Medina. Okay? The Gemara then continues, Vayter. Itmar Nami. Now, whenever we have an Itmar, by the way, it's bringing out a Machlaikis Amorayim. Itmar Nami. Omer Rav Techlifa Bar Vimei Amar Shmuel. Techlifa Bar Vimei said the name of Shmuel. Where's Shmuel the Rosh Hashiva of Shiran?
Compositor?
No! Go back to the history class. No! Narda. Shmuel's Rosh Hashiva Narda. Kishem. Listen back to the old classes. Kishem. She'em Akdishan Alav. Says Shmuel. Says Tachlima Bar Vimei. Just like you can't make Kiddush on it. Kiachim Avdilan Alav. So okay to make Avdala on it. Shadali.
That's the same as Rav. So Rav and Shmuel agree with each other.
That's the way Tachlima Bar Vimei is. Yeah. Shadali. Levi. Shichra, Bartleser Magine, Tame. So he sent, he gave him Shichra, which is Bartleser Magine, which was, look at the Rashbam. Shnesan Amayim Altarim Akach Naisan Altamarim Acherim. It was 13 times. So Magine is a lesson of, it was a strong, sweet, deep beer. Okay, I'll do the whole Rashbam to describe it. Time they have a basim tuva, right? And it was really, really sweet. So, So Levi sent this to Rebbe. Levi Bar Sisa was a student of Rebbe, right? So Levi sent the Rebbe this really sweet beer, date beer. Omar, so Rebbe says about this, this kind of date beer, Roy Lakadish Olive. Oh, it's such a powerful beer. You can make kiddush on it. V'loimer kol shiras mitzvachos, right? You can say all kinds of praises to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on it. Shiba Olam. But Lele, after he drank this beer, Tzare, Rashi says, Shol. He all of a sudden had diarrhea from the beer. It knocked his stomach. It was such a powerful beer. It knocked his stomach. Tzmar Mishal Shemke Damrinim B'Ksubas.
So he changed his mind.
It was, I didn't say that. You said that. He says, Amar Misrat Rufayas. Rashbam says, Misrat Rufayas, Bimia V'chimash V'tzai Roy Hu Lefayas, religious of Kadosh Baruch Hu about Kiddush. So the Rashbam learns it, that this thing which kills you, you think you can make Kiddush on it? Right? Look at the Rabbeinu Chananel on the side, though, to see how he understands. To see on the side, Masran Rufayas. It's gonna straighten your eyes. Mitzvah five says Rabbeinu Chananel. What he learns it differently. Rashbam says it has a negative at the end. It's not, you can't make kiddush on that. Rashbam the Rabbeinu Chananel says Mitzvah das. This thing knocks your das out. Come on, Mitzvah. Shabbat is very rock and humatok. It's sweet and nice and mefatah b'nei adam l'shteiso. V'achar mitzaroi. Then it kills you.
It's so good, you want to drink more, then you're going to...
So some Rishonim say, and others, that you can still make Kiddush on it according to Rebbe. You're just saying that this whole thing is like, you know, seducing. You mean, the fact that it hurts you after you can't make Kiddush. But Amar of Yosef, so the Gemara is going to continue. Amar of Yosef, Odu Barabim. I'm going to swear publicly. Do lo ishte shichra. Right? And Odu Barabim is a neder, Rashbam says, which you can't do. Afar, you should not drink beer. Amar Rava. Rava says, Ishti Mezorion, drink water that's soaked with linen. That's how they used to get it ready. Velisha Shikra, better than drinking this date beer. Amar Rava, Tashikusa Sikra, Mandana Kadesh Ashikra. Right? Look at the Rashbam says, he's cursed. It's a curse. They should only have money to buy this beer. If you waste, if you don't spend money on wine, you should be poor that you can't even afford wine. That's what he says. Rav Ashkechai Rav Huna. Rav found Rav Huna. Now Rav was the Rebbe of Rav Huna. By the way, it's important to know who's who, because, like I said, Rav Huna was Rav Chisda. You have to know who's asking you where. So Rav Ashkechai Rav Huna. Rav finds a student of Rav Huna. The Kaddish. Play it back. Rav Ashkechai Rav Huna. The Kaddish Shechar. Rav Huna was a student of Rav. Found his Rebbe, Rav, making Kiddush Ashikra. Amar le Shara Abra le Mikne Istri Meshikra. Right? He says, now that Rav is involved, Rashbam says, look at Rashbam, Mikash Ashikra, you got it? Second white line, Mikash Ashikra?
Yeah.
He says, Afalpi, Rav Huna sees Rav making Kiddush on Shikra. His Afalpi Shahaya Yayim Biro, even though there was in the city, there was wine. The time it was Shum Dechaviv Le, Rav liked it. Right? Because Amar Le'el, who was the one who said you can make Kiddush on bread, on pas? Rav. Rav was the one. Zimnan Sagin. So Rav had an opinion. You know you can make Kiddush on what you ever love the most. So Sharli Abba, his glass of Sheikhart. Rav Huna said, you know why you love this beer so much? Because you're in the business. And you're making a lot of money from it. Yeah, you're in the beer business. So no wonder you love it. You know? Now the Gemara says, Tan Rabbanan. Our sages taught us. You can only make a bracha on yayin. In fact, the Gemara asks the Gemara. Atu ashikra amaya on beer and on water. Lo mevarchin. You make a bracha. Lo shahak. Lo mevaro. Amar bayi. No, hockey comer with embrace. It means to tell us is in oimrim haba kosher bracha. Have a kosher bracha. You only make a kosher bracha. Is only on wine. Kosher bracha should only be on wine. Tan Rabban. The Gemara then continues. Ein Mekatchin al Shechar. You can't make Kiddush on Shechar. Mishum Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon Amru Mekatchin. No, you could make Kiddush on Shechar. So two opinions. The Gemara then says, Matim is Yain Koshu. Rabbi Yossi Amar Malalugmov, Malalugmov, which is really a revius. The Gemara that talks about you need to have Kiddush has to be on a revius. So judge, you're clear, this Gemara says. Seems to say, most opinions keep saying over and over, you can't make Kiddush on.
Yeah, it seems to go back and forth.
But the majority, the Braises are saying no Kiddush on Shechar. That's yes. The Chorah. You right. See that maybe Rav did it, right? Maybe Rebbe did it, perhaps. But then it sounds like, according to Rashbam, that Rebbe backtracked after it hurt his stomach. He backtracked. But maybe from the fact that Rebbe was willing to make Kiddush on it, means when we learn the Gemara in Koval, that sounded like the only thing can make Kiddush on is wine.
That was it.
Right? All of a sudden, let's say that date beer, which was so sweet and so powerful, didn't hurt Rebbe, then you can make Kiddush on the wine. Right? The Rambam, Maimonides, in Hilchos Shabbos, says as follows. Says the Rambam, you're talking about Kiddush, talking about the different types of wine. And there it said, the Rambam says, Medina Shiroiv, Yena Shechar, Alpha P, of a country where most of the alcoholic beverage that they're drinking, I remember they're all drinking alcoholic beverages till very recently, right? The staple drinks of all countries is going to be alcohol, right? Because they need to have non-contaminated water, right? So in the country, what they call Yayin, the major alcoholic beverage, is not wine, which was the comment, but it's Shechar. Alpha Pishu Pasul Kiddush. Say the Rambam, it's Pasul Kiddush. By the way, for Sfardim, I could end the shit right now because the Sfardim holds. You can't.
Kabbalah also.
Could be Kabbalah.
Kabbalah, red one.
Where? Go to Rosh Hashanah Kever tomorrow night. Don't tell me Kabbalah. We're in Halachic Shir, right? Right, right. This is we're in Gemara's over here. You telling me Kabbalah? So, Alvishu Pasul. I'm not against. Avishu pasul kiddush. According to Rama, Rama is unequivocal. You cannot use beer or whiskey or any chamar bedina left for kiddush. Mutar lahavda alav. You can make havdala alav. Hovelvu chamar bedina. You can make havdala like the Gemara earlier by Meimar. Says the Rama, you can make havdala because we have havdala. It's chamar bedina. Magen Mishnah says, Mashu she'im mekach nala shechar. Sounds like Rama says you can't make Kiddush on Shechar or any kind of beer or Chamar Medina. V'sham nizkar sh'amemer ha'yivdol ha'shechar. And the Gemara says in Pesachim that Amemer made havdol ha'shechar. Shu'ay Chamar Medina. Then the Magen Mishnah says, by the way, you should know, there are go'onim who hold that you can make Kiddush on it. Not like the Rambam says. You make Kiddush on Chamar Medina. No, if the Gemara says you should make it on pas, if you don't have wine, right, you should do it on pas. Since Havdalah, you don't make Havdalah on pas, you can go ahead and do it on Shechar, right? And that's the opinion of the Ritzkeis, like the Rambam, that you can make Havdalah on Chamar Medina on Shechar, but not Kiddush. The Rosh, Rabbeinu Osher, in the back, the great Ashkenazic sage, he quotes his whole Gemara, and since there's a lot to do in this little time, he talks about making Havdalah, pas or not, a Kiddush on a pas. Then he brings down an opinion that you can make Kiddush on Shechar. What does he say? Veneer das the Ri, the opinion of the Ri is, Noita sounds like Shemekadshin al HaShechar. Hecha, when can you make Shechar? Now, by the way, what we're going to have to get to is, if once upon a time people all drank whiskey or scotch or, you know, beer, that was what we call Chamar Medina, because everyone's drinking alcoholic beverages, right, that may work. Let's say you're in some place where alcohol's banned. Let's say you're in the time of Prohibition. And people aren't drinking it. Does that mean you can drink, right? It has to be Chamar Medina. It has to be the drink of the town, right? So we'll get to that in a few minutes. I mean, it's not like it's an automatic about any of these drinks. It has to be. Amemer himself, what did he say? Oh, he says, this is the Chamar Medina. This is the drink of the land. It has to have that thing. So when you listen to the Re, is that, is Sheikhar, Inhu Chamar Medina. You know, when I'll hold, you can make Kiddush on Shechar if it's the drink, if that's the drink of the land, if it's Chamar Medina. V'yir Lei, so the Rosh Hashanah says on this, Avi Shechal Kash Shechar, according to the Ri, I pass like the Ri, that you can make Kiddush on Shechar. Imu Chamar Medina, if it's the Chamar Medina, first of all, Tovu Yoyos Lekash Lepas. If the Rosh is in the world, if you don't have wine, you can make Kiddush. Better to make it on a pas, Kevin Shes, Suda Bala Kavod Shabbos. Because the Suda is coming for Kavod Shabbos. Aval Baboker, in the morning, you can make Shechar, because you want to do it before Hamotzi. And Zimlokin Bala Kiddush Yom, the Rabbin and Lake Mikra, Kmo Kiddush Alai, Lava Lama Nivala, you can go out to make a Shechar. So Rosh holds that you can, if necessary, you can make Kiddush on Shechar, but only during the day. At night, if you don't have wine, make Kiddush on bread. Opinion of the Rosh. I'm going to do the Shulchan Aruch now, and then as much time as I have, I'm going to go into the details of it. Chelek Gimel, so much to do here, it's crazy. But I'm going to do it just so we get the basics, and then we'll get into it. This is Ayin Reish Beis, or Reish Ayin Beis. The Chabras want to spell out. So I Irish is the Malkoim. The Malkoim Shein Yayin Matzah. The Chaver is like this: if you don't have wine where you are, Yesh Oimrim, there is an opinion. Shemekachin Al Shechar Ushar Mashkin Chutz Min Amayim. Right? There's one opinion that says you do make Kiddush on Shechar. Ushar Mashkin Chutz Min Amayim. V'yesh, that's the opinion of the Ri. Actually, it's the opinion of the Ra'avan and many of the Goyim. V'yesh Amr She'em Mekadshin. That's the Rambam, the Magen Mishnah B'Shem, the Ritzkeis, and others. Ula HaRosh, according to the Rosh, which we just saw, Belaila, at night, Lo Yekash Al HaShechar, don't make on Shechar. Ela Al HaPas, rather to, if you don't have wine, so far it's only because you don't have wine. All do on pass. Uva boiker, yoiser tov, lekadish ala shechar. If you don't have wine, better to make kiddush on shechar. Shevarach olav shakol kolim berchas amotzi. They should say shahakol before berchas amotzi. Shemivarach ala pas tchila. If you make a bracha on bread, then it's like a regular meal. It's like a weekday meal. Why do we make kiddush during the day on Shabbos? So we said a few weeks ago. Make Kiddush Shabbos Day to show that usually you don't drink wine before the meal. It's to show this meal is different. Right? That's what we saw. The Rashbam said a few weeks ago when we talked about it. It says the Ramah, the Chana make a good pasha kedivir Rosh that you can go ahead Kiddush Shabbos Day if you don't have wine. If you don't have wine, make Kiddush on Shechar. V'miyayim be'ir lo yikash al pas. According to the Ramah, if you have wine in the city, you should never make Kiddush Friday night on bread. Let's say if you neder not to drink wine, or you're diabetic and the wine is too sugary for you, etc. So the Rabbah says you can be out to somebody else or make a kiddush on a pas. Fine. Says the Chafetz Chaim. 24. Got it? Chafetz Chaim, Chaf Dalet. On the simon. I'm not going anywhere.
Thank you.
Okay. Says the Chavetz Chaim, Dafke Makom Chavdam Shukachna, so you can make Kiddush on beer meaning Chamar Medina. Dafke Makom Havi Chamar Medina has to be the drink of land. That Hainu, Shein Yayin Matzah Mechoy, there's no wine there. B'Shar Hazo. The Iker Shtiyasin, who is Shechar Ushar Mashkin. And the main drink, the staple drink, is Shechar Shamashkin. Yesham Yayin? If there's wine, even if it's expensive, it's considered Matzoi. Vim Ein Yayin Yisrael Matzoi, Alpha Pishayin, you enemy of the Matzoi, low Mikra Matzoi. If you can't find Jewish wine, even if the Goyim have wine, if there's no kosher wine, then it's not Matzoi, and you can have Chamar Medina. Ushar Mashkin, or other forms of the drink of land, says the Chavetz Chaim, Cholov, it's very, very pertinent to have Havdalah, by the way, if you don't have wine or grape juice, right? says the Chavetz Chaim, chalav, milk is not chamar medina, neither is oil, some kind of oil drink. That's not considered staple drinks. Masha kasev chutz min amayim. Chutz min amayim is fine. Chav Zayin, the Rosh, I'm just going to start going a little bit quickly. Chav Zayin, the Rosh says, he quotes the Rosh, and he says that you should not make Kiddush, which, like the Rosh, at night on anything but wine. If you don't have wine, and I don't think I've ever seen or heard a person make Kiddush Friday night on non-wine. Right? He says if you're stuck, make it on bread, but it should never be on beer or schnapps or anything like that, like the Rosh says. He says, many Rishonim hold you're not Yotze Kiddush that way at all, according to any opinion. Fine. Now, what's pertinent to us is number Lamed. Listen to the Chavetz Chaim says, and then we're going to get into this. Al Sheikhar. So the Ramah said that you can make it on Sheikhar if you don't have it as well. Ya'ev Chaviv lo Yayin Sarf. Says the Mishnah Berurah, let's say you really like whiskey. You really like Yayin Sarf is schnapps. Whiskey, you really enjoy it.
Burnt wine is okay. Right. That's what they mean by whiskey.
Yeah, that's what they call whiskey. Burnt wine, right? High alcohol. Chaviv lo, you really like it. Yachol akash alav biyom lechatchila. You can do it absolutely in the day lechatchila. In our country, in Poland, you know, people, Alex, they have whiskey in Russia, vodka. Vodka they have, so you could do vodka, in an old country. That was their water, right? In the 19th century.
You know, they don't have much whiskey.
They had to take Tylenol, they took vodka. You know, seriously, you know, take your vitamins in the morning, little kids, like old vodka. You know, these Russians have such tolerance. That was like the drink of the land, you know. They didn't have Starbucks, they had vodka bucks, you know. So in a place where people love it, right, it's the drink of the land. So two criteria that come to time. You have to be etzi chaviv, you have to like it, enjoyable, right? You have to, and it has to be commonplace. Now, this is the drink. You better be careful not to have a little shot glass of an ounce, but you better have a cup, like a Rav Vogel or a Chabad, that's a big cup of 5 ounces, make Kiddush on the whiskey or the vodka if you're in Russia. Chamru or Zachar, right? And make Kiddush on that. That's, I mean, a kois that's maxer revius. You better drink at least a roi revius. So we paskin a revius, according to the Moshe, 3.3 ounces. So you have to have 1.7 ounces, but the cup, you can't have in this kind of cup. You have to have in a cup that's max revius. We saw the Gemara says in the Kuf Zayin that it has to be a cup that's a model of revius. V'diyevet, Rishas T'chak, Shein Yachal, Rishas Malik Luglov, V'im lo ein, lo yayin, Shar Mashkin, Afiyos T'kol Mishma Sarva L'mal Luglov. We know, v'diyevet, if you make Kiddush, so it's just a side thing, if you make Kiddush on a cup, and you can't drink it, whether it's wine or anything else, you can have other people drink from the cup, and they'll drink the Malik Luglov. So what do we see from the Chavetz Chaim and the Mechaber over here? According to the opinion of the Chavetz Chaim and the Mechaber, you could make Kiddush only on wine or grape juice Friday night. If you're a diabetic, or you don't have wine, you can do it on pas. The opinion of the Mechaber is like the Rambam, L'chayra, that you cannot make Kiddush on Sheikhar, unless you have nothing else. Right? Nothing else. According to Ramah, which Mishnah Berurah says, if you love Yayin Sarf, you enjoy it more, you can have it. Shabbos day, not night. Night, he said, it's a question of Yotze Kiddush at all.
He only Shabbos does that with Yayin Sarf. He doesn't do it with beer.
Right, whatever way we get, right. So whatever, and you can, if it's Chamar Medina. Yeah. Beer would be the same thing. If it's
Chamar Medina. Beer would be the same thing.
Okay. So the first question has to be, is what is Chamar Medina? Because let's imagine that you're in a country, in a place, I imagine in Persia, they banned alcoholic beverages largely. Today, for sure they do. And many Muslim countries, and nobody drinks whiskey, nobody drinks vodka. It's not a staple drink.
Okay.
What? Table. Whatever, let's imagine that they don't, right? You're
drinking it under the table, right?
Yeah, I mean, they all alcohol.
Whatever. Wait, so the point, let's say that they're not drinking. It's not a stable drink. Is that Chamar Medina? Or let's say, it's nothing to do with Shechar. It's whatever is Chamar Medina, right? Sometimes whether milk will be okay. The question is, what's Chamar Medina? So the Shulchan Aruch Harav, a Kuf Pei Bav Beis, you should talk about the kosher bracha birchas mazon. I'm just saying, that's what it says. He says there's two criteria to have Chamar Medina. First of all, it has to be as a drink, let me very carefully, according to Shulchan Aruch Harav, which is a primary beverage in a meal. And that's the patch of the Gemara. That's the drink of the land. That's what you're drinking. You don't have wine here, you have beer here, right? That people in their meals, in France for many years, where Spain, they drank, if you had a meal, you'd wine. That was normal. That's the drink. Shulchan Aruch Harav says it has to be a primary drink of the meal. Number two, and this also, you see this in the Gemara, because the Gemara says, Rabbi held that strawberry beer or this kind of, you didn't answer that. Certainly this kind of beer, says the Shulchan Aruch Harav, it has to be a prominent drink. It can't be a cheap drink. It has to be a prominent drink. Right? It has to be a good drink. Rabbi Feinstein was asked this question. And it finds in the process explains what Chamar Medina is, because again, we said L'chatchila Shabbos Day Ashkenazim, Sfardim is out of the picture. If you have wine, and today anywhere in America, you get wine. Now, if you're stuck somewhere for Shabbos, right? If Yehuda Elimelech goes somewhere and he gets stuck and he doesn't have wine or kosher grape juice, which is not found everywhere in America, where you're from world, you have kosher wine and grape juice. Most of the 50 states and most of the areas, you know, you go 2 hours south, half hour, it's not, you have no wine or grape juice anywhere, right? So if you're stuck, you make, in the Sephardim would say, a night you make kiddush on bread, and a day you make kiddush on Chamar Medina. But what's Chamar Medina? What is a Chamar Medina, right? So Ramosha was asked to Shaila about Havdalah, and he was asked about soda. So he says, Badavra Mashkayas, Shalmini soda, im yeshlam din chamar medina, the kaddish b'shachar. So if they have chamar medina to make kish in the morning on soda, if you don't have, you know, if that's what you want, or make havdala on it, hanachon is daiti, that soda is like mayim, it's like water. It's, you know, Ravig Danilo used to call soda dirty water. That's what he used to call it. Soda is dirty water. It's water. It's water with chemicals and you know, and sugar. She was even go to weddings, they have soda, right? You know, and I don't drink soda today, but when I was younger, actually, once in a while, I have a Diet Coke. You know, you go to a wedding, you get a soda, right? Even though it's served there, what do people drink? It's like to quench your thirst. Even though the bar, it's just like just quench it. It's not a chosh of a drink. The scar of my, but yom mechamim, mechamim. The covered is it has to be chashev. It's chashivas mashku she'en shtia machmas she'tzricha l'mitzalim. A good drink, it's not because you need to, you're thirsty, right? You know what the definition according to Moshe of a chashev a drink is? A chashev a drink is something you drink, even if you don't physically need it. Just it's an honorable drink. It's an honorable drink.
That seems to be talking about the idea that it should be the primary drink of the meal. Though.
Well, that Shulchan Aruch Harav depends that way. Mm-hmm. The Moshe is a little bit different. What's the Moshe says? The Ainshim Adam Shoysi Yayin, says nobody drinks if you're jogging. You don't give me some wine.
Right.
give me a shot. You know, that's not to quench your thirst, right? It's a drink of culture, of connection, whatever. It's a chashev of a drink. It's not, no one comes to drink, you know, this kind of drinks today for that sake. If you're exercising, take water. But these drinks are considered kavod, and they're considered mashke and chamar medina. So then he goes through tea and milk, and he says tea and milk are really not simple, and if you have nothing else, you can make havdalah on tea and milk, and possibly kish in the morning, but he says not to rely on it unless you have absolutely nothing else. You're stuck somewhere, Now the Chavetz Chaim held that milk is not good. The Mishnah's milk is good. But today milk is more of a drinkable drink. It's just what's Chamar Medina. What would you serve a good guest? You know, when you have a prominent person, when you have someone in your house, would you drink it? Tea, maybe. Some say coffee is much better than this. And I think coffee today is like, you know, they don't have vodka box. They have Starbucks everywhere. Pizza everywhere. It's coffee is chashev, you know. Come to your house and offer a coffee. So coffee is much better, by the way.
Liquor has nothing to do with it.
What?
Liquor, the fact that it's meshaker, it has nothing to do with it, if it's chamar medina or not.
No. I don't think the alcohol has to do with what's considered chamar medina, what's considered chashev. Happens to be, the according to emotion, it's very nice, because you don't drink liquor for... It can't be a drink for thirst. It has to be a drink which is something that you, is considered chashev. Revel Yashiv, that's up. Kovach Shuva is a very interesting tshuva, which I would love to do, but I don't have time to do it. So Rav Yashiv was asked by his son-in-law, Reb Chaim Kanievsky. He was asked about making Havdalah for a sick person on Tisha B'Av, like this year, which is Nidcha. If somebody has to break their fast on Sunday, like this year it's going to happen, Tisha B'Av comes on Shabbos, so he fasts on Sunday. So let's say a person has to break their fast because they're not feeling well, do they make Havdalah? And if they make Havdalah, since it's on Tisha B'Av, do you make Havdalah on Yayin, or grape juice, or on Chamar Medina? That was the question, and they were going back and forth. But in the middle of this tshuva, Rav Yashiv to his son-in-law, Rav Chaim, says this is Kovit Tshuva Siman Not in Zion. Rav Yashiv says that today, by the way, most people, that the Chamar Medina is much more, and this is talking about his own world, alcohol. You know, if you go to a wedding, people don't, you know, they go to the bar, they get alcohol. People drink alcohol. People don't drink, now, it happens in here, this part of the world, people drink. Well, but most people on the weekdays are not drinking wine, right? They're drinking alcohol. He says, that's much more Chamar Medina than wine. So he says, well, wait, y'all should understand, this is unbelievable. He says, when the Gemara's time, the standard drink they were drinking was wine. But today, if you had to pick what Chamar Medina is, the standard drink is not wine. The default of the Gemara is wine because that was the reality, right? But today, says the reality is not. Most people don't have a dinner.
What's coming first? If it's more important, chashuv is more important or more drinkable. Like,
so
in America, it would be more drinkable.
So the way the Shulchan Aruch Harav says, you need both components. It has to be chashuv. More, it has to have, to be Chamar Medina, it has to have both of these things. It has to be the primary drink you're drinking a meal, and it has to be Chashev, right? It can't be water, right? It can't be something like that. Right? So, the way Rav Yashiv says it is that today, Chamar Medina, and I saw the Minchas Yitzchak also says, he says, like, Poshet, that, he's talking about Shuvir also, if Minchas Yitzchak talks about whether, if by some chance you make Kish Friday night on Chamar Medina, which you shouldn't have done. Mr. Bruce says, you know, it's according to many opinions, to make it on beer or on schnapps or on Friday night. He says, he goes back and forth, he says, b'di'evid you would say. Okay? But in the he says, that Pasha, that liquor, Vavade liquor? Liquor is nikkur chamar medina. Liquor is considered something chashiv. So like Ramosha says, it's a din chashivis. It's a drink that you drink during the meal, and it's a chashiv drink.
You know, if we need to use chamar medina for a day which is a ravana, then how much? Why not at night? Let's say that no one drinks wine. Why would you use even?
First of all, yain.
Why would you even use yain at night? Why not always use pasta? Let's say chamar medina is not yain.
So what's that? First of all, could you use it bread at night? First of all, Yayin, that's the Rosh who says, who's the Mako opinion here, says that night is Deraisa. Now, maybe it's Deraisa, the Kish is Deraisa, maybe the Kish and the wine is Deraisa, according to some opinions, right? Which I did briefly today, which we discussed a few weeks ago. So first of all, it's a Kish Deraisa. And the Gemara clearly says Al Hayayin. That's the major thing about night. So the Rosh will say daytime is Dirabaran, it's Kish Dirabaran during the daytime. So where can be more Mako? And there, the Gemara says Zechreo Al Hayayin, which is the main thing he's talking about night, is Al Hayayin. Right? The Shulchan Aruch Harav, by the way, who talks about Chamar Medina, he says he holds it, you could be yotzi with whiskey, whatever, or you could do it through his like the Chavetz Chaim says. But he said, for sure, mitzvah minav mufkar, according to everyone, you, ideally, mitzvah minav mufkar is to do it on wine, because that's the kosher bracha.
So, minchathela, if you do it on wine, just in case you don't have
Friday for sure, and Shabbos day, the pashas, although the Chavetz Chaim says that if you love, or like, I say love, if you like schnapps better, yayin sarif, then you're allowed to do it as long as it's the Chamar Medina. So is it Chamar Medina? The Pashtas is, you'd have to pick Chamar Medina. Now today, if you'd ask me, beer, for example, is not a chash of a drink. Beer is like the, you know...
It's a blue collar.
It's not a fancy, you know. I'm not talking a Super Bowl party. I'm talking like it's not a fancy drink. It's $2. You know, beer is not chashev. You know,
some beers are more expensive. Yeah,
it's like coffee. Remember, you use less coffee, you use Peet's.
Huh?
It's like coffee though. You can use Peet's.
Yeah, but you wouldn't serve it like that. So, could I say beer is beer is? Yeah, I can understand beer being. In fact, many people may come to us sometimes on beer if they are stuck. But you can argue, you know, it depends on the culture of the society. Whiskey, liqueur, they're bringing down, that's something that's like, you know, a choshev to do it. Now, the Chavetz Chaim, though, said, if you can do it Shabbos day, it has to be on a revius. On a revius. And that's really what the Gemara says. The Gemara says that the Kiddush has to be on a revius. Any kid tell me the Kiddush is on a revius. What do you think that the Kiddush not on a revius? Lamais, so there's an unbelievable Taz. The Taz of David HaLevi says, and in Hilchos Brachos, Taz says an unbelievable thing. He saw Yain Sof, Scotch whiskey, says, the amount there, which is Choshev, right, is a small amount, which is called a shot glass. That's already a Choshev a drink. Is the fact that revius is because revius of wine or grape juice or of orange juice, that's considered chashev. Says the Taz, that no, if you have a shot glass of schnapps or whiskey, you can make a burin of fashos after the shot glass. That's the Taz says. So I'm sorry for how possible like that Taz, by the way.
But anybody who was served a revius, let alone a shot glass, but a revius of beer, would say, what are you giving me such this? Why are you so stingy? I mean, nobody would be satisfied with that. Everybody would think.
Yeah, but revius is a sheer shalom. That's it's a function. But the chiddush here is a shot glass, according to the Taz, is good enough for brain of ashes.
Yeah.
Right? You can make a brain of ashes. The hard svi. And others, by the way, when they're talking about shot glass, not the plastic. Whether you can use a plastic shot for Kiddush or not, is we discussed a few weeks ago. It's another kula discussion, whether you can use plastic cups versus metal cups, etc. Maybe you could, but I'm just bringing this down. The Taz says that the hard svi, and others say, well, if it's good enough for brain of fashas, for sure it's good enough for Kiddush, same thing.
We don't make a brain of us on a shot glass, would we?
Okay, well, so if you'd say make Kiddush on it, maybe you could, right? Maybe you could. I wouldn't get to Shala then. The Magen Avraham, by the way, holds absolutely not. He argues on the Taz. That's what Mishnah Berurah said. That's why he isn't an entertainer. Mishnah Berurah says flat out you need a revius for Kiddush. Mishnah Berurah hold the same thing. You need a flat out, you need to have a revius for brain of us. However, it's a Shala, right? The way the Taz and others say, even by, like, say, coffee, just mentioned coffee, what's the bracha korona? You're not going to drink a revius in two gulps, right? So according to the Gra, the Balatani, and others, coffee is the amount of time it takes to drink a revius. So it takes most people 5 minutes. Even after 5-6 minutes, you would say brain of fashas on coffee. We don't pasca that way. I personally leave over some colder or lukewarm coffee to drink at the end to get a brain of fashas on. Because of that film, they're going in the Bellatana. Because the way they're holding it is it's dependent on the drink. We paskin, it's objective, not subjective. The Taz, by this thing, is coming on the subjective thing. Right? So the Mishnah Berurah's psak is objective, which is a standard psak. But if you want to know the Achronim, not only by shot glasses of whiskey, but by coffee and tea, the same thing. Right? They're doing, that's a slower way. That's like the time, that's based on time. Here it's based on quantity. The same kind of thing is what's the shear over here. So Taz says you take a shot glass. That's chashev. The heart speaks the second way. The Maharsham, who was a great chassidish rov about 100+ years ago, Shadron, Shalom Shadron. I don't hear any Shalom Shadron. This is great grandson, who was a big speaker in Jerusalem, was Shlomo Zahar Auerbach's brother in law. The Magid speaks of Pesach Kron's books. So the original Magid was of Shlomo Shadron. So that was his great grandfather. So the Marsham brings down all the Hasidim that had this custom to make the Divrei Chaim, Itzans, and others to make Kiddush Shabbos morning on a shaklas, not on a plastic necessarily, by the way. They didn't have plastic, they had real glass shaklases or metal. So there's a different shaila about plastic, as we discussed a few weeks ago. And the Marsham says that the Hasidim do shaklas for schnapps. Not a problem. That's the minug. If you have a zam minug, to make a shot glass, on a shot glass, this is beseder. Right? Lamaisa, the real Litvish, really don't like it. I mean, you know, the Chavetz Chaim clearly doesn't pass in that way, nor does the Magen Avraham and the Gedaliah Paiskim and don't pass in. You only have to have a revius. I saw over here in the Masifta, he brings down in Sefer Eretz Chemda, they call it the Sholomesha. The Sholomesha is of Yosef Shalom Nathanson. So the Eretz Chemda says like this. He says the Sholomesha says like this: if a person makes kiddush on yayin sraf, on whiskey, he's either shayshik a guy, he's either drinking like a guy, or he's making kiddush like a guy. If he drinks only he drinks the revius, he's a shikar, he's some Irish pub guy. He says the Shalomeshiv says he's like a guy from the Irish pubs who makes kiddush on a revius of whiskey. What are you out of your? Yeah, like, gosh, yeah, like, you know, some guy, you know, going to the sports lounges and like, drinking away a glass, like, you know, and if you, but if you make it on only, if you make it, oh, I'm making it on shaklas, that's shaysli, you're drinking like a guy. That's not a kiddush. Any kiddush has to be in a revius. You can't drink so little. It'd be kiva eger also. So kiva says, person makes kiddush on yayin straf, on whiskey, he's either an ama aretz, because he's making it on too small, or a shikar, a drunkard, who makes it on a huge cup. Lamaisa, halacha lamaisa. As you said, the Gemara comes out of Chayal Yayin, you should make Kiddush al Ha Yayin. So the bottom line is that we paskin unequivocally Friday night. We do not make Kiddush on anything but wine. Even bread, that Rav said, we only do that if you can't, you have no wine. If you don't have wine, or you're diabetic, or you have some health reason, no one can make Kiddush for you. Certainly we don't do it on other things. The Mishnah Berurah said, if you do, it's a shayla if you're going to kiddush. I quote the Minchas Yitzchak or Dayan Weiss said, "Bidiyevid, if you did it on Chamar Medina, on what we consider Chamar Medina, lechora, whiskey or something like that, liquor, you would be yotzei bidiyevid shasat chak. You shouldn't do that. Daytime, according to the Sfardim, it's unequivocal. If you're in a place where wine is frequent and available, you need to make kiddush on wine." Yalka Yosef I saw says it unequivocally for Sfardim. For Ashkenazim, we say that daytime, that if it's chavuf to you, and you see that, by the way, by Rebbe. The Rebbe said if he liked the date wine, right, if it would have been good, he would have taken it. And the Rush brings this down as well. Kish during the days to Rabbanon, right? So if you like Yayin Saraf, you have to like it. It has to be chavuf. According to this, the Mishnah Berurah has to be chaviv. So it's not so simple, if you ask me, to be yotze by somebody who you don't like whiskey, you don't appreciate whiskey, and they do. That you could be yotze with somebody from that, right? That's not so posh, even according to those who hold. And the Mishnah Berurah says lechatchila daytime. If you like yayin saraf, and it's common, so what's common? So today, go drink whiskey or beer, which is what people would use for Motzei Shabbos. By the way, as we said, Ramesha said that milk and tea is a real not geschmack. Coffee is better, according to most. If you would have a Abdullah Saturday night and you didn't have wine or grape juice or beer, the next best option would be coffee, right? L'chera. Some say not, but you shouldn't do coffee. before you do beer. Beer B is a safe bet. Like coffee, some argue, so like water, da da da. Like
that, you can delay. You can make havdalah up to Tuesday.
It came at 9:20. And you're just passing like not wrong. We pass like the Rashbam. We pass like Tosfos. Go look up the halacha. We pass till Sunday night. That's us. We came to Tuesday.
Even Sunday night, you still get.
The Gemara says that we just did the Gemara Shmam and Atlas. Hold on, we'll talk to you afterwards. It's come late. so the Shabbos day, right? So Lechora. According to that, if you like it, you can make one. You can make a kiddush. Now, what could you? How big is this capacity? The Chafetz Chaim is clear; it has to be revius, which is the pashtus of the Gemara. The Chassidim, who have a minhag that way, do it on a shot glass. Chabad, for example, absolutely does not. And even Chabad, that Baal HaTanya says, Shulchan Aruch says, it's still a mitzvah and a mukhar. It's kosher mukhar. Should make it on wine, right? Well, on wine. But they do not. But there are certainly Hungarian Hasidim, Galiciano Hasidim.
I think the Hasidim, those black, long black things that they they have a special pocket there for a shot glass.
Yeah, they probably do. Right? So they have it every morning. They have ticket on these guys. You know, they take a shot. Right. But as far as Kiddush, they have a minute. As I mentioned, Miki the Eger, the Malam of the Hail, they hold. Shalom Eishiv, they hold in general making kiddush is like you can't win either way. If you drink too much, you look like a shikr. You drink too little, you're an ama aretz, right? So I would say like this: if a person wants to be yotzi all opinions, you should make it on wine. If you really like beer or whiskey. For sure, Shabbos Day Avi shall be lesmuch, but you should definitely do it on Revius. So go ahead and rely on this Taz, which you're not making Berin Refash. By the way, if you can rely on the Taz, you better say Berin Refash, which you're done the rest of your life, every time you take a shot of whiskey, because it's exactly that.
Yeah.
It is that. What you're saying is that this is a significant shear that I can make a Racha. It's the same, the same type of thing. So for those who have this minhag, I personally would not rely on that because I would, unless they had a revius, and I liked it. I don't like it. So personally, for me, it wouldn't work. If somebody else would, call a kavod. Nothing wrong. Again, certain chassidim do it, and for them, they're following their mesira, their thing. It is a minority opinion, relatively speaking, but they have certainly a modern shilis smoke. According to Chafetz Chaim, lichatchila, if you have a revius, you can go ahead and to Kish Shabbos Day for Ashkenazi. Okay, we'll hold her.
Thank you. Imagine that we could use Revius for this if you're going to follow this idea that you can take 30, 40 minutes to drink it. That's the one takes drink of Revius.
Well, 1.6 ounces, you can't do it.
No, I mean, otherwise,
you don't even enjoy it.
You go like a shikar, you're like a guy.
Well, that's what they're saying. Yeah. Either you can't win. Because really, Rekiv Egerman, they're saying for sure, like the Mugger from the Mugger Rumble, that you need a Revius, and therefore, you look like a shikr if you do that. Yeah. And if you do it the other way, you're an amaretz or a goy. Uh-huh. Because that's not, you can't be yotze that way. It's not a The Gemara says, by the way, you need a revi. It's just that Taz has a chiddush, which is not crazy.
Yeah.
It's just a chiddush.
Yeah.
That the revi is by wine, but by yayin sof. Then the minig is drink a shot glass. Right? And again, by the way, another shot. For example, Satmer, who would rely on the Marsham, the Satmer Rabbi, as I mentioned a couple weeks ago, held that plastic clay is not a clay. So they'd have to make it on a glass, shot glass, because Samarov held it wasn't a clay. Most, or Maisha held it, also of course, Rosh Hashanah, but most hold plastic is okay. So, but, you have to put it all together.
Yeah. So since the Gemara and Pesachim, sorry.
I'm leaving in 3 minutes.
Yes. Since the Gemara and Pesachim started with Abdallah, everything we just learned about Day Kiddush would apply to Abdallah as well.
Everything we learned as far as Day Kiddush, like as far as Lechera, although the which is important is that to my knowledge, nobody goes ahead and makes it on our shot class by Havdalah. The Marsham said it, they did it by day, but not by night. By Havdalah.